Welcome to the Mastery Matrix podcast. I am your host, Kyrie, and on this side of the podcast world, we geek out on human potential and transformation. You know, how to disrupt ourselves, elevate to mastery, and build our mind, body, spirit, and systems for greatness. I hope you're ready, guys, because I am. Let's go. There is one thing that no one else can copy from you ever. There's one thing that can help you build authority. There is one thing that can help you build a personal brand. There is one thing that can help you grow your confidence. And there's one thing that has no competition. Like nobody ever can compete with you on this. And that is your story. All right. Today we're talking about storytelling, and we're talking about how you can leverage your story to become your superpower. And once you master that, everything changes, whether in your life, in your business, everything changes. So let's dive into it, right? So when you think about it, everyone's story is different, right? Everybody that you know, even when you think about your siblings, people that, you know, you have the same parents, you grew up in the same household, you have different stories. And nobody's story is going to be similar to someone else, even if certain episodes are the same, right? Maybe you attended the same circles or you participate in the same things. Is the combination of the different stories that you've had during the course of your life that really create your current person, right? Your current version of yourself. And the cool thing is, because that is so unique, nobody can ever compete with you. I see a lot of people who, despite their level of success, right? Today, you know, coaching million plus dollar business owners, and they go through imposter syndrome too, right? Beginner entrepreneurs do, but also people who have been in the game for 10, 15, 20, 30 years they experience imposter syndrome again when they're launching new things, when they're going into new arenas. But there's one thing that if you rely on it, it grounds you and it gives you a competitive advantage that nobody can ever mess with. When you really think about it, your life has been a combination of ups and downs, right? Like really high ups and really low downs. And I like to tell people that your crap is different from my crap. Like the stuff that you went through is very different from mine. And your combination of craps is very different from my combination of crafts, which makes us very different and very unique individual beings. And once you master who you are, and once you master the version that you've created, and once you realize that this is never going to stagnate as long as you're evolving and trying new things, you're always going to have a newer version of yourself. No one's ever going to be able to compete with you. No matter what their expertise is, no matter if you're in the same exact field competing in business, like when you look at it on paper, you're competing in business. But when you dig deep and you look at story, and if you master telling your story, no one else in your field is going to be able to compete with you. And you're going to be able to create your category of one. All right. You become unmessable with, all right? And so that's what I really want you to think about as you're listening to this episode today. How much do you really use your personal story in your day-to-day? And if you currently are using your story in your day-to-day, are you leveraging it as much as you can? All right? One thing that I have learned over the past, say, 4 years that I really dove into using my story more is that selling and, you know, building an authority brand and all of those things become so much easier when you master the art of telling stories. It is so much more powerful than any other strategy. And the cool thing is it can inspire kids and adults alike. It can be translated into languages, and anybody across the world will understand who you are and the essence of who you are through your story. Nothing else helps people get you as much as your story. Now, not a lot of people actually know this, but I decided back, let me see, I think it was in 2005, 2006, that I was really tired of being a crappy storyteller. Like I've never been want to tell good jokes or to tell good stories. Like it would always fall flat, right? And I was like, I'm tired of this. And the funny thing is, I love movies. I love cinema. I love really good TV shows. I absolutely love stories, but I couldn't tell stories to save my life, right? And so what I did, of course, being crazy like I am, I was like, let me go get a screenwriting diploma. Nothing to do with what I had studied in school. I had just wrapped up my bachelor's degree in information systems. I'm more of a tech girl and was about to get into my master's in project management. But I was like, let me get a screenwriting degree. I got an internship on a TV show and I was like, I'm going to dive into this. And again, another anecdote. There's nothing as fun. And again, maybe I'm just weird. So you tell me, right? But there's nothing as fun as reading movies and TV script, either before or after you watch them. So I usually love to watch a movie and then find the script and read it, or read the script and then go and find the movie. So anyway, that's just a sideline. That's how weird I am. I love it. So anyway, I took this writing class, and over the course of a few months of just, you know, practicing and writing stories and sitting at my desk and coming up with these weird scenarios and writing whole scripts on it, I became really good at telling stories and just sharing other people's stories. It wasn't until 2018 when I wrapped my corporate career and I was like, I'm going to start my business. And I came into the online world and realized, how do I compete with these people? Like, I am from corporate. I don't understand the online world. How do I, you know, rise above all of the noise and get people to notice what I have to offer? I knew that I was really good at what I knew how to do, but I didn't know how to get people to pay attention, right? And I took this class, again, really important to remember how mentorship is important, how getting good coaching is important. It helps you accelerate things so fast. I did this training. It was actually business coaching. And one of the modules that the mentor taught in there was how to pull the most inspiring and the most, you know, beautiful teaching moments of your life, like those aha moments that you had and those episodes when things shifted for you. And initially I was like, why is he making us do all of these things? But, you know, I had paid my money. I was like, I'm going to do the thing and I'll figure it out, right? And so I started doing the training and wrote down all of the different episodes from when I was a kid to that moment in time, right? I think by that time it was like 2018, maybe 2017, 2018. And so I wrote down all of the different stories of the aha moments in my life, the moments that were really low lows, the high highs, and everything that I learned from each of those. And that completely changed my life. I am not even kidding. That completely, completely changed my life, because all of a sudden I could see how I was different from everyone else who was teaching business strategy online. What I had to bring to the table was so completely different because of my perspective, because of the fact that, for example, I was born in the Middle East, my parents are from West Africa, and I went to school in Europe, and now I was in North America, and I have been in all of these different cultures. My grandmaster is from Vietnam, and more of the Chinese, Vietnamese culture. And so there was so much that was so different from everyone else, so much that I learned from being in all of those different cultures and seeing the world from 15,000 different perspectives that nobody else could mess with. Like, no one could say that they had the same thing. And so when I decided to tap into that, I started telling stories that I realized 99% of people had never experienced that, but they were dreaming of it. Or they had never experienced that, but the perspective switch, the perspective change that it gave them made the whole difference for them, and it created change and transformation in their lives, right? And had I not learned how to tell my story, I would have never developed that superpower that to this day generates millions of dollars in terms of sales. It is the storytelling. When I look at how I coach clients and now I'm in a space when I coach multi-million dollar clients on a day-to-day basis. What got me here is my ability to tap into my story, which I didn't even know how to do more than 5 years ago. All right. Like, this is how fast things can change when you learn to tap into your story. And so I really encourage you to take some moment and to, you know, often revisit who you have become over the years and who you're looking to become in the future as well. And pooling those stories, like taking time to reflect, is so important. I think most of us spend some time just go, 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 focused on going to the next goal and so on, but we never really sit down and become aware of what we have accomplished and how we did it and what we thought at that moment and how our mindset, you know, had an impact on things and so on. And just pulling those different lessons so that we can turn around and either teach if we consider something that was a failure and we learned something from it that we can teach other people for them to avoid making the same mistakes, or that we can use to actually inspire people. Your stories, when you share them, people connect with you at a human level. Which, when you look at social media, when you look at how most people interact these days, it's very transactional. But you can do different. You can sell different. You can show up different if you tap into yourself as a human being. And that is through your story. So when you share your stories, because you're tapping into who you are and what is like within you, like deep within, and you're not afraid to share that with people, and you're not looking to appear like the one who knows all and knows how to do all. You're trying to just show how human you are and what you've learned along the way. When you do that, people will connect with you at a human level. Your stories will inspire them. And when people are inspired, guess what? They feel good. And when they feel good, they associate you with the feeling good, right? And then they want to be more around you. That's what happens when you learn how to tell your story. People feel like they know the real you and they want to be more around you because now you've inspired them. You've created an emotional connection with them. You've created inspiration. Most people don't have inspiration in their circle. They have nobody to inspire them. So when you learn to tap into your story and you learn to show up that way, guess what? They're going to want that dose of, you know, of inspiration that only you most probably in their circle can give them. And you do that consistently, they just want to stick around and they will tell other people around you, about you. Okay, so storytelling, so important. It does not have to be perfect. Honestly, mine is not, I am not Hemingway, right? I'm not, definitely not the Hemingway of storytelling. But I know that even with the imperfection of how I share my story, it has closed $1 million in sales, and it inspires my client to break their own ceilings every day. Like, that is, if there is one thing that makes me happy, if there's one thing that inspires me constantly to go for the next level and to try new things and to fail and come back to talk to people about it, is just that when I do that, people feel inspired and they want to do better and they want to try new things and they get out of their own shells, and their transformation when they come back and tell me about it, even if they never paid me, that is so freaking fulfilling. All right. It is so crazy fulfilling. And the reason why it is so important is, like, everyone understands stories. Stories are one of the first things that as a kid we learn to master. We learn through stories, through the books that we read, through the stories that our parents tell us, right? Like, that is the first thing that a child is able to learn and tell back someone before they even learn how to read, before they learn how to write, how to do math or anything like that. It's storytelling and across cultures. So that's why that's what's really cool. It's a universal language. So learn how to tell your story, and I guarantee you it's going to become your superpower that nobody on this earth can mess with, because that is your one thing, your DNA that no one else has the same. And you, the more you leverage it, the more you're going to attract people who are either looking for someone who is like them, So they have, you know, similar things. They have things in common with you. Maybe there's parts of their story that is similar to your story, or your story is actually stuff that they're dreaming of doing. They've never been able to do it, but you are living it, or you lived it in the past, and you can tell them how to do the same thing. That is pure inspiration. And there's different types of stories that you can tell. You can tell, everybody loves the story of, you know, David versus Goliath, like you underdog and, you know, fighting against the odds. And then, you know, you overcome things. Everyone loves that. Everyone loves a comeback story. Where did you feel like you were successful and then something happened, completely messed you up, and you were able to come back, right? People will love origin story, how you started and how you became who you are. That is usually very inspirational for people, because your origin story sets you at the beginning closer to where you are, to where they are, and it inspires them to believe that they too can do it. The rise to riches. People, you'll often hear people talking about how they had nothing and then through hard work or through X, Y, and Z, they become successful and et cetera, et cetera. So there's so many different types of stories. You can even Google that. If you haven't read Kelly Roach's book, Conviction Marketing, I encourage you to do so. There's a lot of really great information about how to build your story and how to share your story with people in a way that actually helps you build your brand and build authority in the market. And once you do that, the other piece then is to not be afraid to go and share it. I used to be very afraid of sharing my story. I was like, what is my mama going to say when I start sharing stories about, you know, how I discovered some of the limiting beliefs that I had associated with my mom and so on. But guess what? No one ever cared. No one ever came back to me, you know, because of a story that I shared, at least not in a negative way. It's always been extremely positive. So do not be afraid to share your story, to share with, you know, love, share with the intention of creating transformation and the intention of inspiring people. And you are going to be blown away by how your business grows, how your confidence grows, and how you're just able to take whatever you're working on to a whole other level. Because now you're focused on story, which means your mind is always looking at how you can continue to create stories. So, which means you're going to grow. And also by focusing on your storytelling, you're attracting people who are your people as well. As I said, either they're inspired by you or they feel like you are their people. You're similar. You are like them, right? And that is a huge, huge, huge game changer. So take some time over the weekend, take some time over the next few days, journal it, and think about what have been the biggest moments of transformation in your life. So from when you were a very young kid, what are the stories that you remember? Every single story, here's what I'm going to tell you. Every single story that you remember, the reason why you still remember it to this day, it's because it had an impact on you. So it's your job to figure out what that impact was, right? Many stories in your life you don't really remember because they didn't leave a specific impact or an imprint on your mind. But the ones that you remember, there is a reason why you remember them. And you have to go back and figure out what it is. Did you learn something? Did you discover an emotion in yourself that just wasn't there? Or was it an extreme emotion that brought something else? Is it associated with a specific person? Like, what are those stories? What are the aha moments? Make a list too of the stories that have created new learnings for you. When in your life have you experienced a complete mind shift, right? And it doesn't have to be drastic. Sometimes it's a little thing. But when have you experienced a mind shift? Those mind shifts, the story that you associate with that, tell it to other people and they're going to experience the same mind shift and they're going to remember you forever. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. All right. So take the time, do the exercise, come back and tell me about it because I love stories and I really hope that you're able to take it and tap into it and share it more with the world. All right, I love you so much, but you already knew that, and I will talk to you very soon.
There you have it. If you got any insight from today's show, guys, please make sure that you leave a review and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. That would mean a lot to me. Also, the conversation continues, and I want you to connect with me on IG or Facebook at Kairi Var. Now, this information is in the show notes, so you can grab it in there and message me with your biggest takeaway from today's show. All right, so thanks again so much for being here with me today. I will see you very soon.